Hey, what's up, guys? It's Michael.
And this is Candy Corn.
A.K.A. Camille. That's who she is. So this is kind of like a... Oh, God. Like, Bill Maher does this, like, after talk thing after his show. So this is kind of our spoiler talk about Firewatch. We talked about this in our podcast for week 13, and we didn't want to add it to that podcast because it would add more time to the podcast, and we wanted to keep it short. But this is...
Well, we also didn't want to give away the ending.
Oh, yeah. The ending or what was going on in the game. But right. This is a separate kind of podcast for a couple of minutes where Camille and I are going to talk about some of the things that kind of caught our eye when we did our second playthrough of Firewatch. And that being said, we're going to cover... This is a heavy spoiler. So, you know, spoiler alert. Woo!
It's like press pause or stop now.
Yeah, stop now.
If you're one of those people who, you know, has an experience ruined by a spoiler.
Mm-hmm. I know those people. They're always on Facebook. So,
So
let's address the elephant in the room, Cam. Did Delilah know about what was going on?
I'm torn. I'm honestly torn.
You know, it's funny because the first time you play it, there is points in the game where you're thinking to yourself, just like how Henry was, are you just messing with me?
Yeah.
You know, like from the break-in of the watchtower. I mean, watchtower?
It's an observation
point. Observation point, yes. You know, to what was going on with the, you know, scientific place that was all fenced off and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, there was funny. I actually went to YouTube after we beat it the first time. And I'll openly admit it, I was trying to look for an achievement, the little raccoon achievement. And as I looked at YouTube videos, they were like, you know how they do suggestions of other videos?
Mm-hmm.
There were like all these things about heavy spoiler alert. This is my thoughts on Delilah. This is this and that. And
everyone has their own theory.
Yeah, and that's what's so awesome about this game, dude. It's like, you know, you sit there and you're like, okay, you know. And it was hard for me to resist not to click on that those videos and hear other people's thoughts. And then how they pointed out things, you know, such as how could Delilah not see the private portion that was blocked off by the science research team? Or how could she not see into Henry's observation tower and not know that, you know, he wasn't there when he, you know, he told her many times, I'm out doing this or I'm out doing that.
Right.
There was a lot of question about, did Delilah know about Ned still being in the forest, about what really happened to Ned's son, Brian? You know, it just seemed, in the words of the West Coast, suspect. Okay? and you know, when I play through it, I'm sitting there like, yo, if I find this girl, I'm going to ask her a lot of questions, right? And you never get to that point. You know, I love how they ended the story. And I loved how he never gets a chance to meet her, but she convinces him to go back to, you know, seeing his wife in Australia. Now, when I played the first playthrough, I try to be the loving husband, you know, try not to get to know Delilah or be flirtatious. But on my second playthrough, I had two questions. Are you in on this? And what if I decide to get divorced? You know, and that's where it was just interesting because it really left that question, like that burning question, even though they never touch on it. Was Delilah aware of this? You know, and then the other question is the other, you know, fire watchers out there. Why is it this was only happening to Henry and not others?
Or was it also happening to others, but Henry didn't know?
Maybe because she was playing games with everyone.
Right. I mean, they're out there in a national forest all summer long. One could go a little stir crazy without stirring up some entertainment, you know. Is there any symbolism to the fact that her name was Delilah? You know, was she a troublemaker?
That is something else that I was like kind of looking at. Like, was there like a hidden meaning of her being the troublemaker?
The temptress.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's again, there was no sexual content in the game. It's at all, but. There was still a little bit of the flirting, but the whole story, you know, did she know about it? Was she behind it? Did she know the truth? Was this happening to other fire watchers in the park? Remember, there's no technology out there, so they're, you know, spending summers in these little one-room towers where they overlook the park in order to make sure that no wildfires break out.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing is that a game that leaves you talking about it for days to follow, that's when you know you've got an awesome story.
And that's what I loved about this. It's like, you know, I brag about, like, oh god, Titanfall 2 single player campaign was phenomenal because they added a single player campaign, which was actually decent. Or, you know, you may hear me say, like, hey, you know, Battlefield 1 did a great job of reenacting what World War 1 was. But with Firewatch, the thing I loved about it, it was, it made us talk about it. It wasn't a game that once it was one and done, that, you know, it went back into the digital library and we went on to the next title. We actually sat and talked about it. And there were clues in the game that possibly she knew. There was clues in the game that maybe she was aware of everything. And then when the truth started to come out, like how Brad and them were keeping a report on her, how she lied about her ex-boyfriend and how she never had a... I think it was either she... No, she was seeing multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of starts, you know, putting the thoughts in your mind, like, wait a minute, what if she's the one doing this? There was one person that I remember said, and I agreed with her comment that she said about the game was, how do we not know while Henry is out running errands for Delilah, that Delilah's not coming down to Henry's thing and causing all this mischief in his tower?
Exactly, because all they have are walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. You know, they're fire watchers in a national forest. It's not like they've got 4G signals out there.
It ain't like we got 4G signals in here.
you know? So there are so many possibilities, you know, throughout the whole thing. Not only is it interactive in what choices you make and how the story plays out, but there's also room for different interpretations of every part from start to finish. And then after you've beaten the game at least once, it's almost impossible not to play through it again and choose different choices. Mm-hmm. Just to see how the story, you know, unravels differently. But then after, you know, maybe 4 or 5 days after you finished beating it the second time and you're still talking about it, then the question comes up. Is there going to be a sequel? Are they going to tell us?
I don't think there will be a sequel. I know that they...
There has to be. I feel incomplete. I need to know.
It's funny. I did see that they are planning to work on an independent movie. I don't know how far this got or not.
That would be good.
It would be. If they do it right, you know how most video games that, you know, turn into movies suck. But, I mean, what I'm hoping for... personally, was the only thing I wish they did was they allowed, like, kind of like, and I can't disagree with how the decision they made. I just wish there was more to do after the game was done. And I love the free mode on there because you get to explore parts of the park that you didn't get to because of the story mode. Once you get the axe, it does make it easier to clear, like, pathways in certain mm-hmm. parts that where you couldn't cross before. I'm glad that they did not show what Delilah looked like. And this kind of leaves that mystery that everyone talks about. Because, you know, when you get to her observation tower, excuse me, you don't see any personal artifacts that show her traits. Not that I remember seeing personally.
Can I make an analogy?
Yeah.
You know how people always say that, oh, the book is better because it leaves so much more to the imagination? Firewatch delivered the best of both worlds
mm-hmm.
because you only saw it from Henry's perspective. And while you may have seen things from Henry's perspective based on the choices you made every time it comes up, you know, which reply do you say to Delilah? But because so much of the game, you know, technically it's really just Henry and Delilah. I mean, of course, there's Ned and Brian, but it's not as though they're living active. You know,
and you really don't hear from Ned until towards the end of the game. And Brian, unfortunately, when you find his remains, you know.
So most of it is a sort of a whodunit mystery tale. But you never see Delilah. So my point is that it's almost the best of both worlds between a movie and the book. Because part of it is left to the imagination. And yes, it's told so well that you cannot help but wonder, you know, what did Delilah look like? Was she in on it? You know, and you know that if they showed Delilah's appearance, you'd probably be making different assumptions.
Exactly. Sometimes it's like the analogy I used with a friend of mine when we were talking about this game. He and I had a great, you know, Chris and I had a great conversation about this. And Chris said, you know, I'm glad that they didn't show Delilah's face. I said, it's kind of like if you look at it from the perspective of what if we, all these last couple of decades when we see the Star Wars movies, we see it from the Republic's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How would our view be if we saw it from the Empire's perspective of how these, you know, these rebels that are making trouble and disturbing, you know, peace, you know, bringing chaos into peace? How would our view be on Star Wars and the characters in the game if we saw it from the Empire's perspective and not the Republic's? And he was like, yeah, that's true. But he says, I wish that, you know, and I said this to him. I said, I wish we got a chance to play from Delilah's perspective.
You know what I'd love to do is get the guys from Catfish to investigate.
No, Max would yell at, like, Henry, you left your wife. You're a dirtbag. Like, you know.
Who is Delilah, you know, what does she really look like?
And probably Delilah, if she's smart enough, she'll probably, like, take pictures from somebody's Instagram account and create a fake profile where there's like 8 friends, but one of the friends is Ned. And, you know, Ned's like, I don't use social media. And, you know, but we're kidding about that. But, you know, the development team, you know, Campos, Santos, they did a great job. You know, if I'm saying their name right, I've been horrible with names lately, but they did a great job. I was very happy with the game. And it's been a long while, Camille, and you could agree with me on this, that we actually tested a game and reviewed a game that had us talking. Like how we're talking now.
Yeah.
And the last time we did this with any game was, believe it or not, with Gone Home, where we actually did our first podcast on, where, you know, where we talked about Gone Home and the controversy, but why it was a must-play game. Like, if you're a gamer, this is one of those must-play games that you must say I've played and experienced. And I am telling you right now, for you guys listening to the spoiler, if you guys already played it, you could probably agree with this. If you haven't played it and you listen to the spoiler, it's not our fault. We told you. You know...
And if you do comment, try not to spoil it for others who haven't had a chance to play through yet. So, you know, just say like, yes, she knew, or no, she didn't know, or exactly, something ambiguous enough so that you can tell us what you thought happened at the end, really,
exactly,
or throughout the game. You know, tell us what you think really happened. But without, you know, really ruining it for those who are looking forward to playing it still.
Exactly. So use the hashtag AskFGR and let us know your thoughts about Firewatch's ending, or for those that are, you know, playing it right now and that decided to listen to the spoiler, that do you agree with us? Like, do you think Delilah was in on it? You know, did you believe that she knew about Brian's death before, you know, Henry found the corpse, and about Ned not being there? Do you believe that she was, you know, he was there or not? You know, let us know. We unfortunately in our area, we don't have enough people that play games like this, so it's hard for us to talk about it with others. So we want to know what you think.
And, you know, one last thing I want to say about this game, aside from what I already said about it being fabulous for date night or even two date nights, this is, it's just the kind of game that really doesn't get the attention that it deserves because there wasn't a multi-million-dollar marketing budget there to make it a household name or a blockbuster title. But when it comes down to the quality of it, it really does deserve that recognition.
I totally agree. So, guys, do yourself a favor. You know, spread the word about this game. I know the game's been out for over a year, but, you know, This game, and, you know, I don't want to come off being fanboyish, but I'll be real with you. This is one of those games that you have to play. And, you know, and if you're a gamer and you know other gamers, you know, this is one of the games they have to play. This is one of those experiences, just like when you played Super, you know, Contra for the first time, or you played Super Street Fighter, or any of those games that are
even compare to Firewatch.
They don't, but it's that experience of saying, oh my god, I experienced this. Or like playing Final Fantasy VII for the first time, or Chrono Trigger, or anything of like that. You know, it's one of those games that has to be experienced. So, with that being said, use the hashtag AskFGR and let us know your thoughts.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Oh, and remember, family that plays together stays together.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Take care, guys.